Juno charity organization St. Vincent de Paul has a record high number of people staying in its transitional housing shelter. Usually, around 55 people live in the 26 units. At the moment, there are 66 occupants. Almost half are children. KTOO's Lisa Fu visited the shelter yesterday and has this report.
12-year-old Carrie McVeigh has been living in and out of transitional housing at St. Vincent de Paul for as long as she can remember.
I've just been calling St. Vincent's home because I've been here most of the time.
Carrie lives with her 16-year-old sister, 11-year-old brother, and their parents.
We're all just living in one room.
Carrie's father works for Gold Belt Security Services, and her mother doesn't work. During the school year, Carrie goes to Juneau Community Charter School. She's open with her classmates about sometimes living in a shelter.
Because, like, some of my friends would ask if they could stay the night, and I'd have to tell them no.
Carrie says there are more kids at the shelter than usual, which means she actually has someone her age to hang out with. During the summer, Carrie visits the playground and wanders around the shelter.
I like going in and hanging out with some of the other families because, you know, I know how they feel. Most of us just feel alone, like we have nowhere to go.
Carrie wants her family's stay at the shelter to be what it's supposed to be, transitional.
I hope that, you know, we can get our own house, that, you know, we can stay for once. Because it seems like, you know, every year we move from one house and then back in here, and I'm getting tired of it.
Carrie is one of 30 kids currently living at the shelter. St. Vincent de Paul housing manager Tammy Martini says the high number of shelter occupants is driven by the number of kids. She says families at the shelter usually have one or two kids. At the moment, several families, like the McVeighs, have three children. A couple families have more.
It's sad to see a large family with children that are homeless for whatever reason. I mean, it's, you know, being homeless is sad for everybody, but those children deserve to be in a place of their own and not in a room. And they need more room to wander around and be kids and be outside poking at bugs or whatever, you know, just being kids.
Individuals and families can stay in transitional housing for a maximum of 2 years, though most families stay for a year. In order to get in, there's an application and an average wait time of 6 months. Rent is $525 a month. That gets a person or family a 400-square-foot room, which includes a bathroom with a toilet and sink, shared kitchen, laundry, and shower facilities, as well as a kid's playroom and a computer area for job searching. Martini says residents are required to be actively looking for permanent housing and for work if they don't have it.
We do keep on top of that and have frequent conversations with the families about what are you doing to move on to a better situation. So, like, even though it is probably the cheapest rent in town, especially for a family, it's not something that we want anybody to consider the last stop.
Corey McDonald and his wife live at the shelter with their three kids.
Miles is the oldest, he's 7. Leland is 5, and little Chloe is 4.
This is the family's second stint. They spent about 6 months in the shelter 2 years ago. This time, it's been about 3 months. In between, they've lived with family in town. They haven't lived as a whole family in their own place for 3 years. Both parents have jobs, but McDonald is away from the family for large chunks of time.
I've been in and out of trouble, so I'm actually out on an ankle monitor here right now.
For tight space, the McDonald's have made the room as homey as possible. The parents have a large bed in one corner. In another corner, Miles and Chloe share a homemade bunk bed with Leland's bed at the foot of it.
Then we got our fridge and our entertainment system, and we brought this freezer in here so we can store extra food and stuff, and you know, this is our little dining area set up.
The children look at home, sitting on the beds, eating crackers and watching TV. But McDonald doesn't want this to be home, at least not forever. The plan is to stay at the shelter for up to a year while McDonald and his wife save up enough money to buy a home of their own. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.